Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Wow. First day of the week, and it's a holiday weekend with Memorial Day. You see the video out of the Ozarks? I got to say, we will talk a little bit about that. This is what I want to do this hour. I did this last year, and people really enjoyed it. And since we aired the Mr. Highland radio documentary this week, we're getting some great feedback on that. I thought, I'm going to play something else out of the KMOX archives. So what I'm going to play for you is a 1974 Memorial Day newscast. Bill Wilkerson is anchoring that. The reason I'm playing this is twofold. One, I think you do enjoy hearing it, and it goes back, man. No, you're talking about something, 55, well, no, how many years ago? 75, 85, 95, 2000, 2000, 45 years ago-ish? Wow. 45 years ago. Isn't it hard to believe? Isn't that something to think that what has changed since then? Well, a lot. So we'll hear that newscast. It's a long one, and I'm going to play the whole thing. But the other reason is normally on a Memorial Day weekend, we find ourselves a little bit slower, as in we don't get as many phone calls, we don't get as much listener interaction, which I understand. Most people are either out of town or doing something with the family or whatever it is, and they're just not sitting back listening to KMOX, which I understand, or radio in general. And this is just something that happens mostly every holiday on every radio station. So that's why the hardcore fans, the ones that do listen night in and night out, I know, appreciate things like that. So we'll do that newscast here in about 25 minutes from now. I actually am going to try this real quick. And this is a roll of the dice because I really don't know how it's going to go. And listener Doug, who has done the theme song for the show, has done other things for the show. Doug, if you're listening, I want you to call in real quick at 314-436-7900. You probably already know the phone number. I mean, you call in, you email me, you message me. We do that. So this is what I'd like for you to do. Just, Doug, give me a call. I want to play something for you and get your thoughts on it. But I only want to do it if Doug's listening. If not, I'll save it for another day. And I know Doug listens all the time. There's another thing I want to get to next hour. I want to talk about the Joe Biden comments that were, whew, boy, this happened on Friday. Yowza. And next hour, too, we're going to check in with Drex. He's back. He's doing the late shift. Good old Drex. I always enjoy those Sunday nights because we get that time together. In the final hour of the show, we're live until 2 o'clock. We're going to replay a couple of interviews from Thursday from Fox and Friends, one of their weekend co-hosts. Pete Hegseth is going to join us. He's the author of a new book called American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free, and also a replay of our friend Brad Young. We talked about a couple of different court battles that are going on and some interesting things, too. Here's some text messages that came in. Ryan, I'm here. Mary Lynn, thank you for listening. Good to hear from you, Mary Lynn. Another text message. Why is Johnny Rabbit not on anymore? I get so many messages about Johnny Rabbit. Isn't that something? So we've talked about this. Just we can do the shows from home, It's a little bit different when Johnny does the shows from home because he plays all the music himself with the CDs and things, and it's a little bit easier for him to be in studio. He's got to play the CDs. He's got to get the CDs set the right way. You know, there's a lot of more, there's more technical aspects to it, and because of that, he's still at home out of an abundance of caution, and hopefully when it's safe for him to come back into the studios, because all the KMOX personalities, almost all the personalities, are sheltering in place, working from home. When that becomes safe and he can go back into the studio, he'll be doing that show again. That's from my understanding. And I had an interview with him not that long ago where we discussed this, and I think he listens to the show, and I think that he truly is deeply touched that you care about him so much, as most people are. So thank you again. Anyone that messages me about Johnny Rabbit, I'll let you know how he's doing. Last time I checked, he's doing just fine, doing all right. All right, so Doug, if you're listening, 314-436-7900. We could take some of your other calls if you wanted to. Crowds are gathering at a packed, Lake of the Ozarks Lake. Wow, have you seen that? Pictures are making its rounds, and people from all over the planet have been talking about this. They've been using this as their, hey, this is our poster child to make sure that, hey, social distancing is a bad thing, right? Because we're not responsible or independent enough to be able to be trusted, so we thus must lock down everything. You know, they use this as a way to try to slam responsibility or whatnot, and I think this will backfire in some ways. Maybe I'll explain that coming up, too. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America is live with you tonight until 2 o'clock. And I got to say, it's always fun to be with you. And I'm glad that we got a couple of hours together. But I'm going to be replaying a lot of stuff for you tonight, including from the KMOX archives, a Memorial Day newscast from 1974 featuring Bill Wilkerson as the anchor. But I should have known. I knew there was a high probability that Doug would be listening tonight, and there it is. Doug, you listened. You called in. Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it.
Hey, Ryan, can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you now. We had a little
I guess. I couldn't hear you for a second there. Yeah. This is kind of like one of those this is kind of like a reverse Frasier moment. I call in and I say, go ahead, Ryan. I'm listening.
Well, I need your musical ear, and I want to play something, and I want to get what your thoughts are on it. So I was thinking about the best way to do this, and I don't know how far away your radio is from your phone, but I'm actually going to request that you listen to this over the radio as opposed to listen to it over the phone.
Well, I'm listening on radio.com through, and I've got you on my phone, but you're crystal clear. So
okay. So this is something I found online. There's a thing called speech synthesis. Have you heard of this? Speech synthesis.
I think I know what you're talking about. I haven't actually heard that name, but I think I know what you're talking about.
So what it is, it's entirely computer-generated text-to-speech, trained a computer to try to mimic the voice in the singing patterns of Frank Sinatra. So that's what they train this artificial intelligence to, train it to sound like it's singing as Frank Sinatra. I wanted to play for you the example that the computer spit out, and I want you to tell me how convincing the computer model is of Frank Sinatra singing Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
And everyone else listening from home, you can do the same thing. This is, again, computer-generated, 100% artificial intelligence, text-to-speech, Frank Sinatra singing Dancing Queen.
You can dance, you can jump, having the time of your life. Well, see that girl, what's that scene, digging the Dancing Queen. Friday night, and the lights are low. Looking up for a place to go, where they play the rod music, getting in the swing. You come to look for a king, anybody could be that guy. Night is young and the music's high, with a bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance, And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen. Perfect tambourine for you.
All right, Doug. What do you think of the computer-generated model of Frank Sinatra trying to mimic Dancing Queen by ABBA?
Well, they definitely captured some of the correct timber in his voice. However, the way it sounds, it sounds like Frank had about a half dozen Jack Daniels before he sang it.
You know, since I got the headphones on it. Yeah, I'm listening to it as clean as it comes out of where they posted it,
right,
and it happened to be on YouTube. To me, it sounds like if you were to take a regular voice and just have them speak, there's certain processing that helps complement the voice as opposed to a musical instrument. It sounds like what they did was they took something that would normally be used for an instrument and they put it through a lot of different effects and processing and tried to make it sound that way. But naturally, that's just the way they hide some of the blemishes of a computer trying to mimic someone else's voice. But overall,
right,
I thought it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah, it's impressive. My other thought, of course, in my mind, you know, I've got this weird sense of humor. So in my mind, my first thought was, did you ever hear the bit that Joe Piscopo did on imitating Frank Sinatra singing "I Love Rock and Roll"?
No, I haven't seen that.
And it's a big band version with the whole horns, you know, and the whole thing. And he's like, you know, he's saying, and they play two cuts. They play the first cut is a rehearsal cut. And then the second one is the actual song. And during the rehearsal cut, he's like, "I love what? I do not love rock and roll." He goes, and he's saying things like, "Who recorded this? Who? Joan? What? What is she, an airplane or something?" I mean, it just cracked me up. But this thing, yeah, it's impressive. It's not spot on, but it's impressive. And it's an example of what you can do with it. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do with it. It's just kind of like your Biden hairy legs deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, you know, so impressive. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at some of the other things that they've put through the computer system. There's some that I want to play, but I would have to screen it first because I really don't know if it'd be clean. So, for example,
yeah, exactly.
Well, this one would be clean. It's Queen Elizabeth II reading the Declaration of Independence. That'd be pretty good. Mr. Rogers sings "What a Wonderful World." You know what? Let's just do that one real quick. Hold on. I got to see how the computer handles this. Oh, I love "It's a Wonderful World." All right, let's give it a try.
I see trees of grain.
Oh, I got to put the volume up on this. Let me start over. So here's the start of Mr. Rogers.
I see trees of grain, red roses too. I see them blown for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That ain't bad. Well, he mispronounced bloom. Well, the computer probably wouldn't know the difference between it. But still, that's pretty good, isn't it?
It is pretty good. Of course, the melody was completely wrong. And Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, would have gotten that completely accurate because, you know, he was a pianist.
Tremendous.
And he actually, as I understand it, and I don't know this for a fact, but as I understand it, he wrote that theme song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did a bunch of his own music. I think he really produced music for all.
And the other cool thing about that show was when all that music took place on that show was played by a live group right there in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen some of the different behind the scenes of it. Man, they got all kinds of different ones here. They have one of Bob Ross performing, let's see, the Book of Genesis. They have...
Oh, boy.
They also have George W. Bush performing 50 Cent's "In the Club."
Oh, gosh.
They have Bob Dylan singing "Baby One More Time." Oh, man. Because it's his birthday today. Isn't today Bob Dylan's birthday?
Oh, baby.
Okay, let's do this. And I'm almost afraid to do this out of respect for Bob Dylan. But there's no turning back now. So here's the vocal synthesis. Bob Dylan sings "Baby One More Time" by Britney Spears.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, show love that you do. And I hear a sight here. Tell me how you want it to be. Tell me, babe, cause I need to know now, because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Let me baby more time.
Oh no, I'm so sorry, Bob Dylan. I'm so sorry.
Now you realize if this were back in the day, the hotline would ring right now, and Mr. Highland would be on the other end going, Wrecker, you've gone too far.
I'd be in so much trouble. Well, this is all through, I think, Google. So Google is the one that has been training these computers to try to mimic the voices and the sounds, and that should scare everyone. Next thing you know, Google's going to be able to get you your permission on anything, even if it's not you given the permission, because they'll have the audio proof of your voice. Wow. That was hard to listen to, but man, I could definitely tell that was Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Of course, to be very honest, and all due respect to Bob Dylan, his voice is definitely distinctive, but it's not quite as smooth as Frank. So, as Sinatra, but it's definitely the Dylan sound. There's no question about that. They got that part down. They got that down.
Well, they have Bill Clinton doing Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. I don't know if I should play that one. They got all kinds of different mimics. Like, I guess they're really testing their software to see if it's any good. Arnold Schwarzenegger reads the Gettysburg Address. They got really creative. And this is all in the matter of the last couple of months. They've mimicked these up in order to try to test their software. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how believable is the singing?
Oh, I would say, honestly, I'd have to say 7 out of 10.
Wow, that's pretty good, all things considered, that they can do something.
I mean, that's
like that.
Not, and that's probably being generous, but I know other people, probably some other people, some other of my colleagues would probably say, oh, no, that's terrible. but I give credit where credit's due. I mean, they're doing their best on it. And I'll be honest with you, there's one spot that you guys play on KMWX all the time about masks, okay? Mm-hmm. And an advertiser, and the lady that's doing it, I assume it's a live person, but it sounds like it's automated.
The way she
says it, the address at the end, the web address at the end. And I'm thinking, when I first heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, they really are taking over. So I can't,
Well, Doug, thank you. You heard the call. You called in, and here we are. Thank you.
Absolutely,
for your
my friend. Absolutely,
tonight.
I'm listening to you on a Sunday because I'm looking forward to Drex.
Awesome. Well, we'll do that next hour in about an hour. So thank you so much, and have a great night. I think you're going to enjoy the throwback, the 1974 Memorial Day newscast from anchor Bill Wilkerson. We're going to play all of that coming up next on Overnight America KMOX. And Overnight America continues on this Sunday leading into a Memorial Day Monday. And you probably know the answer to this, but what is Memorial Day all about? It is a special time for us to observe, and you may, growing up, have called it Decoration Day for many years. I know a lot of our listeners have lived through the Decoration Day years for sure. But we look at Memorial Day as a way to observe those who have died while serving this country in the military, and so many of them have, in order to allow us and allow these freedoms to exist. And I want to make sure we know we do have a lot of reverence for Memorial Day, and it's always good to point out what the real reason is for. So we're going to do some special things tomorrow on actual Memorial Day. I think that tonight We got a couple of other things planned for you. But first, what I wanted to do was play for you something from the KMOX archives. This goes back to 1974. It's a long newscast. Wow, they really put some news into it. I would love to hear Alex Degman give me an idea of what he thinks about an 18-minute newscast. And doing that is Bill Wilkerson on Memorial Day 1974. Please enjoy.
KMOX Radio News, Sports, and Weather. Good afternoon. This is Bill Wilkerson. KMOX Radio News has learned that recently released reports show serious structural problems on four major viaducts in St. Louis, viaducts which carry thousands of rush hour motorists to and from work each day, in addition to normal off-peak traffic loads. But for the city of St. Louis, repairing the bridges takes money. Federal funds are there, but local matching funds are needed, and the city just doesn't have the money. KMOX Radio Newsman Steve Trankman reports.
Engineering studies show that the viaducts are in such dismal shape it could be necessary in just a couple of years to impose load restrictions. Within 5 years, they could be totally unsafe. The major viaducts in question are at 12th, 14th, and 18th Streets and Kings Highway. President C. Larry Unlett of the Board of Public Service says that none of the viaducts are in danger of collapse now, but he says the situation is critical and has been for several years.
Well, we don't believe they're a hazard, that is, insofar as collapse is concerned. We do believe, though, there are going to be holes developing in them, some of these to a significant nature whereby the bridge or part of the bridge might have to be closed at some time for major maintenance.
Unlett says chuck holes left unrepaired have opened interior steel to exposure and as a result marked deterioration. As for the cause of those problems...
Well, primarily it's old age. The structure itself has just deteriorated with age. The concrete, through the use of chemicals seeping through them, and just general freeze-thaw cycles. This, of course, the moisture getting within the concrete itself, the porousness of it, does deteriorate the steel that's in there. And so it's just like anything else. It's just getting old, and it's going to have to be replaced.
Unlett says first priority goes to replacing the 12th Street viaduct between Shoto and Spruce, pointing out that disintegrating concrete is falling off onto railroad cars underneath. Tomorrow, we'll find out just where the city plans to find the money to repair or replace the viaducts and what can be done in the future to see that such problems don't get out of hand. This is Steve Trankman, KMOX Radio News.
A poll conducted by KMOX Radio of members of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen shows that a majority of the aldermen favor a 4% pay increase for city employees. Indications are the pay raise will pass, but it will face severe obstacles in the board because of the budget crunch. KMOX Radio newsman Jim Brady has that story.
Union employees who have threatened a strike say the 4% is not enough to survive the soaring cost of living. They want an 8% raise. The attitude of Alderman Geraldine Osborne is typical.
I'm sure the city employees feel that with the cost of living having increased that they are justified in the 4%. In fact, I understand that they feel that is even low. But on the other hand, trying to come up with the kind of money to pay any increase is going to be very, very difficult for the Board of Aldermen unless we substantially cut the services that will be available to the citizens or raise taxes.
The board members who realize the impact of inflation on their constituents say a tax increase is out of the question. But Alderman Albert Red Villa feels the city employees are deserving of some type of increase.
It's a little enough pay raise, don't you see? It's small enough. But with the price of... With the price of everything skyrocketing so high, I think that because they're city employees, I'm talking about working city employees, should get the raise.
Alderman John Roach is among those who feel city employees will have to wait.
Well, I feel until we do a great deal more work with the budget that I'm not in favor of any pay raise bill. In other words, we've got to determine whether or not we can fund our minimal city services at an acceptable level, and indeed... put some money back in a couple of areas before we can start talking about pay increases.
Civil service pay bill has been introduced in the Board of Aldermen, but it's a long way from passage.
The survey reveals that 16 aldermen favor the pay hike for the city's nearly 9,000 employees. 9 aldermen oppose the increase, and 4 are undecided. Aldermen who favor the pay hike say city employees deserve the raise and say that they would make further budget cuts to finance the pay boost. However, opponents say there is no money for the raises, and they would be unwilling to make the cutbacks.
74 degrees at 5:13. More news after this.
You're sure to be thinking about this year's vacation and those weekend trips, too. And this year, a recreational vehicle makes sense. Missouri is full of great places to go within just 100 miles of St. Louis. And the first great place to go is Francis Chevrolet, Lindbergh and St. Charles Rock Road, number one for miles around, with a complete selection of new recreational vehicles and a good used selection, too. Francis has slide-ins, travel trailers, mini motorhomes, and full-size motorhomes. The used recreational vehicles start at only $9.95. And if you're thinking of a new RV, 74s are coming in every day. So see Francis Chevrolet today for a recreational vehicle. Get all the advantages you deserve. Big Francis selection, the Francis deal, and Francis service. For a new or used recreational vehicle, you get it all at Francis Chevrolet, Lindbergh and St. Charles Rock Road.
With the Memorial Day weekend coming to a close, Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Kenneth Fletcher says the figures for the state have been tragic. With 15 fatalities already reported, Fletcher says it seems certain that last year's death toll of 16 will be passed. The sergeant has some advice for motorists journeying home at the end of this holiday.
Take their time, be careful, observe the rules of the road, watch the other driver as well as your own driving.
Sergeant Fletcher says motorists have been caught exceeding that 55-mile-an-hour speed limit with alarming frequency, and extra patrolmen have been stationed along Missouri highways to ticket offenders. The Illinois Highway Patrol reports 19 persons dead in traffic fatalities in that state over the weekend.
A Missouri congressman has some ideas in mind which might aid in combating a category of crime which has been on the upsurge recently.
As a result of the increasing number of politically motivated kidnappings, Missouri Congressman Richard Eichhorn is recommending the Justice Department establish kidnap control teams.
They would consist of law enforcement officials, psychiatrists, criminologists, news media analysts, who could be called upon to proceed toward a kidnapping, for example, take charge of the investigation, provide whatever assistance that might be necessary, take charge of negotiations. As yet, I have not gotten any satisfactory response from the Department of Justice, but I think that this is what we should do in order to get ready for potential terrorism that could very well happen in the future.
Congressman Eichhorn, who chairs the House Internal Security Committee, said he wants federal control teams permanently based in several areas of the country to immediately assist local police units whenever a Patricia Hearst-type incident takes place. This is Jim McCarthy in Washington.
The Illinois Air Pollution Control Division has announced a public hearing for Alton area residents concerning emissions of two companies in that area. Walter Franke, a spokesman for that division, says complaints against the companies will be heard.
The hearing has been called by the Illinois Pollution Control Board to hear charges that the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency has levied against Altenbach's board of Alton, Illinois, and Laclede Steel. The charges are, the complaint is that these two companies emit hydrogen sulfide and other contaminants which may be causing air pollution in the Alton area.
That hearing is set for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Alton City Hall. More after this.
Jeffries West offers a better way of buying men's clothing. One look at their suits, sport coats, and slacks, and you can see the quality of branded American-made goods. By buying in large quantities without labels, Jeffries West is able to pass great savings to you on fine clothing. Current style $115 suits cost less than $70, and sport coats and slacks sell at 30 to 50% savings. Jeffries West is located on Manchester West at the corner of Quail across from Central Hardware. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday till 9, Tuesday and Saturday till 5:30.
No action has been taken in the Hazelwood teachers' strike over the weekend. Clarence Siebert, representing the teachers, says although several groups have expressed interest in getting negotiations started, no meetings with school board officials have been set up.
We have talked to a few board members. We know that there are some parents and PTA people who are very interested in trying to get things settled and have worked very hard to get them worked out this weekend, and yet we have had no meetings with the board.
Most of the district's 1,200 teachers walked off the job last Thursday. Hazelwood is the largest suburban school district in the state with 25,000 students.
In other area labor news, the strike by area construction workers continues through Memorial Day, but a new development may be in the making. There is talk that the five-packed labor alliance, which represents the unions, may disband, leaving the individual unions to negotiate their own contracts. Craft-level talks for the cement masons and laborers' unions are scheduled for tomorrow.
St. Elizabeth Hospital in Granite City has requested donors for type AB negative blood. The emergency requires type AB negative blood, and you may call Granite City, Illinois, 876-2020, 876-2020, and when you do, ask for extension 243.
The National Weather Service has some good news for residents in low-lying areas along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers today. Barring any heavy rain, both rivers should fall below their banks late tonight or early tomorrow.
Illinois has not one but two Memorial Days, and the situation is causing some concern. Marty Finkel reports from Chicago.
It looks like a Sunday in downtown Chicago, with many stores and banks closed in observance of Memorial Day. Of course, we're talking about the federal Memorial Day and not the state holiday, which happens on Thursday. The people at the Chicago Transit Authority had to figure out which day they'd celebrate and cut bank service, and they chose today. But now CTA spokesman Tom Buck admits they goofed. Buck explains they forgot to consider that many schools and state offices would be open as usual. The result, a massive jam on CTA buses and trains during the morning rush hours. But as soon as the problem developed, well, the CTA swallowed its pride and called up more trains and buses. It certainly was a Memorial Day for the CTA. Marty Finkel, Chicago.
Well, in sports this afternoon, the Cardinals won and the Blues made a trade. We'll have details of both of those at 5:30 on the Jack Buck Sports Digest, and we'll have more news after this.
Right now, you can get as many as six tickets to exciting Six Flags at any of the six offices of Community Federal for just half price. We thought a Six Flags holiday for you and your family would be an appropriate way to help celebrate Community Federal's 40th anniversary. Just open or add to your account with $40 or more at any Community Federal office and get up to six tickets to Six Flags for half the regular price. You'll enjoy all the rides, shows, and attractions of the Midwest's largest family entertainment center. Remember, this Six Flags ticket offer is good at any of the six Community Federal offices, and the tickets are good any day after 3 p.m. So come in now and take advantage of a Six Flags holiday at half price from the blue chip of the savings business.
Earn a higher return on each dollar you own at Community Federal Savings and Loan,
where you can earn up to 7.5% on insured savings.
74 degrees at 5:21 as the news continues. Well, no one knows exactly when or where Memorial Day was first observed. Tradition indicates Memorial Day was originated during the Civil War, when Southern women chose May 30th to decorate soldiers' graves. Today it means different things to different veterans. Tom Jones has a report.
After World War I, the American Legion took charge of the Memorial Day observances. But some of us have special views of the day, like Leroy Doza of East St. Louis.
I was one of the lucky ones. For and going through both wars, and I spent a lot of time in the Veterans Hospital, and I still feel fortunate that I can look around and see men worse shaped than what I am in.
In retrospects, there are those survivors of combat who see wars differently. Case in point, Vietnam.
In my opinion, yes. I can't see why we was ever in Vietnam. That's one war I couldn't see why we had any involvement at all.
Leroy Doza interviewed in Cochrane Veterans Hospital, St. Louis, a Navy veteran of World War II and Korea. I spoke with Glenn Overstreet there. Experience, World War II.
Well, I'm glad to be out of it.
Richard Filby was there for treatment, too. Vietnam had a drug habit for him, something most veterans of other wars on this day were not exposed to.
I feel very fortunate indeed to be in the state that I am, because I know that I've gone through a lot of problems with rehabilitation, both in getting into society where I can be productive now, and also going through a drug rehabilitation program, which I also have done. And I think that it's very fortunate when you can be considered to be one of the ones that are getting back on the road and being productive. I think that this is really helping me out.
Vietnam combat introduced Richard Filby to hard drugs, but today he is back on the road to stability, thankful he's alive, unlike some of his combat associates. Perhaps next year, Richard Filby will have a Memorial Day at home other than the Salvation Army Social Center. Although, when he remembers his lost friends on this day of military mourning, That is really not a very bad place to be at all. Richard Philby knows his fate could be much worse. Tom Jones, KMOX Radio News.
From those who consider themselves fortunate on this Memorial Day to the traditional observance covered by KMOX Radio's Ellen Sherberg.
Memorial Day, 1974, wore many faces in St. Louis. At Jefferson Barracks Cemetery, hundreds gathered to pay respect to the war dead. To these people, Memorial Day is a special time to pause and remember.
We're here today because our husbands are buried out here.
Participate in the services, honor our nation's dead.
My husband's laid out here
to honor the dead who have died in the wars.
Thousands of other St. Louisans spent the afternoon at Busch Stadium watching the Cardinals beat the Dodgers. Memorial Day, they say, is a great way to welcome summer.
We're spending it at the ballpark, but it is a commemoration of past veterans and deceased people in general, I think.
Let's kind of play ball. Reggie Smith hit a home run.
Well, I wasn't around for the war or anything, so it's pretty much a day off. It's just a break in the routine.
It's a nice day to be off.
Other St. Louisans picnicked, partied, and some prayed. And some of us went to work.
In 35 minutes, CBS in the shape of the world tonight. In the headline, Secretary of State Kissinger failed in final talks with Syrian President Assad to complete agreement on a military disengagement between Israel and Syria. But after flying back to Tel Aviv, Kissinger said his mission could still succeed tomorrow. President Nixon chose this Memorial Day to call for continued U.S. military preeminence. In a radio broadcast from the Florida White House, he asked Congress to okay weapons purchases and a continuation of U.S. military presence in Europe. According to the one-time special Watergate prosecutor, Archibald Cox, there is a permissible interference in one Watergate tape that President Nixon was part of a conspiracy to obstruct justice. But in his words, like all inferences, you don't have to draw it. The British Army acted to interfere with a Protestant-called general election in Ulster today, and in retaliation, militants have ordered a complete shutdown of all services, such as electricity.
Well, the weather looks wet over the next few days. We'll take a look at the forecast in detail in 1 minute.
Kmart is all the things a great store should be.
Kmart invites you to keep the summer and all the fun you have on color prints, professionally and inexpensively processed at your nearby Kmart photo department. These 3.5-inch square silk finish color prints are borderless and have a non-glare matte finish that resists fingerprints. They're specially priced to just 13 cents each, plus processing through June 1st at Kmart.
Considerable cloudiness, mild with a chance for thundershowers tonight, the low around 60 degrees. Partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow through Wednesday. We still expect a chance of thundershowers both days. The high tomorrow, 80 to 85. The low tonight will be in the 60s. The high on Wednesday, 85 to 90. The chances for rain tonight, 30%. Tomorrow, 40%. Right now in St. Louis, cloudy skies, 74 degrees. For Tom Jones, this is Bill Wilkerson. That's the news.
Wow, that had just about everything from 1974. It's like hopping in a time capsule, going back in time and listening to that again with Bill Wilkerson. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
When we go back and look at the news from 1974 and compare it to the things that we'll remember today, this is what I wonder. This is what I wonder. And if you have an answer to this, you can text it in or call in at 314-436-7900. So let's say a year from now, no, 5 years from now. No, we went back to 1974. That's a long time. We don't have to go that far. How about 1 year from now? What do you think we're going to remember? Do you think we'll be more likely to remember the story out of the Lake of the Ozarks, which is, oh, here's a video of them in a pool. Oh, look at all these young people in their bathing suits in the pool and not socially distancing. Or do you think we'll remember on Memorial Day weekend that 15 people were shot and 4 people dead, including a 14-year-old, 15-year-old, and 16-year-old? What do you think we're more likely to remember when we go back and look at what was going on around this time? It's interesting, isn't it? Because in the grand scheme of things, you would think
that 15 wounded, 4 dead on a Memorial Day weekend, and that's just from this weekend so far, would be more significant because it's an ongoing issue that we have in St. Louis. It's definitely people getting hurt, families getting, in some cases, ruined. And we can look at that and say, oh, that's a shame. But boy, the thing we're going to remember is there was that one Snapchat video from the Lake of the Ozarks. Is that really more important than the actual problems we're having here in St. Louis? I think that we sometimes go out of our way to try to really point the finger and judge other people as fast as we can. So it's easy to look at the pool incident and say, oh, that's it. That's more important. This is what we need to be putting this on. But nonetheless, 19 shot and 4 dead. Pretty sad, huh? 314-436-7900. We'll take some more of your calls coming up. This is Overnight America on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.